Thank you, Steve. Still left, it's Wendy Snyder. Orion Samuelson makes a return visit to the show. Today is the last day for the Farm Progress Show in Decatur, Illinois. And Orion is on again to talk about that. Hi, Orion. How's it going?
Well, it's going very well. I tell you, we have had the most ideal weather for the past 3 days that you can have for a Farm Progress Show, because I've experienced frost and mud and a lot of other things. But here it's been sunshine, little windy, but temperatures have been very comfortable. Yesterday, an unbelievably large crowd here at the show. Typically, today, which is the last day of the show, crowds a little smaller because we're wrapping up. But today is a good day to go to the show because a lot of the exhibitors who maybe don't want to take some of the exhibits home with them, like tractors and combines, will offer some real deals for farmers. And so that's why a lot of them come to the show on this final day. But I have to tell you, I've been coming to this show since 1961, and I had something happen yesterday that I've never had happen before.
Oh.
What is it?
Hang on.
Yeah.
Well, we're on stage with the Secretary of Agriculture.
Sonny Perdue?
Sonny Perdue was there. And Max and I were interviewing him to use on our television show and on the radio show. And as we're doing the interview and talking to him, his cell phone rings, and he pulls it out of his shirt pocket, and he looks at it, and he said, uh-oh, I guess I better answer this one. Turned out President Trump was calling him at the Farm Progress Show to just say thank you to farmers for putting up with what they've had to put up with in weather and markets and trade wars and everything else.
Wow.
So the president joined us for about 10 minutes to talk to the crowd here at the Farm Progress Show. I've never been interrupted in an interview before by the President of the United States.
I'm not trying to top your story, Orion, but I was at Jewel yesterday and Steve Dale called me.
You really?
Yeah.
Gave you advice on how to take care of your dog?
Yep.
Well, that's pretty impressive. And you mentioned the weather and you mentioned the president and we mentioned farmers. You just don't know what the weather's going to bring. This weekend is going to be absolutely perfect. And I'm looking and hearing you talk about tractors, combines. Could you please once and for all just explain to me what a combine is?
Combine is what harvests the soybean crop and the corn crop. It's an amazing machine. Because as it moves down the corn field, it is taking in the stalks with the ears still on the stalks. It takes them into the combine, and the machinery inside pulls the cob off the stalk and then pulls the kernels off the cob. So what you have coming out of the back end of the combine going back on the field is the material that you don't need. Some people use it for livestock bedding and things like that. But going into the cart that's driving alongside the combine, you have shelled corn. In other words, a machine that you have used to have to do all of this by hand takes it in one end, and in a minute it's coming out the other end with the cob gone, the stalks gone, and shelled corn going into the bin. Amazing technology.
So it's combining technologies. That's the combine
part, right?
Yeah? All right.
That's the combine part.
If Wendy uses... Orion, if Wendy uses your name, will she get a deal on a combine? She wants one very badly.
Yeah, I know. I can probably, let me see. I think average price would be $500,000.
Oh, Wendy, get a couple of them.
I think we could work a deal out. She'd have to come up with some kind of a thing that they would like, but she could do that, I'm sure.
All right.
Orion, I love talking to you because half of me thinks it would have been really cool to have been brought up on a farm. I know it's a lot of hard work, but you just have the history of everything. What was the first machinery that was invented? Was it a tractor? What was the first farm machinery that was invented?
Well, it started with the horse. We had a team of horses on our farm, and they did everything. They pulled the hay mower, and they pulled the corn binder, and they pulled the grain. They did everything. But then tractors came into the scene back in the 1920s, I should say.
Yeah.
And steam engines started it all, and then came tractors. And today we have tractors with cabs that will show you what the weather is all over the world,
wow.
That will show you how much corn is coming off that combine cutter. It will show you everything. You almost have to have a degree to be able to manipulate and deal with all of the technology in the combine cab. But you also have a cup holder for coffee or maybe late in the day beer, you know, who knows. But it's not unusual now if we get into weather situations with bad weather moving in. Farmers will work all night in the field because you've got the lights and you've got the equipment. And it sometimes becomes about a 20-hour day when you're worried about weather coming in. And, of course, this year has been the most unusual year from a planting season that any farmer I have talked to can remember. We just haven't seen a year like this. And harvest is going to go late. Normally, farmers like to have the combine put away and parked in by Thanksgiving. I think they'll be lucky to get it parked by Christmas this year, and maybe even into the new year. So,
hey Orion, it's Ryan. You were there. How was President Trump received? Because there's been a lot of talk about the tariffs, a lot of talk about ethanol, and some of his policies. How is he received at something like this?
Well, I didn't hear any boos. I did hear some applause, but because the case he makes, of course, with China, is that they have been playing by the wrong rules for a long time, and that in many instances, unless you're a soybean farmer, has hurt. But and so he strives that we've got to get a level playing field in the trade picture with China. But yeah, there is a lot of concern about what tariffs, and I say that the president and the president of China and the United States are kind of playing the old game. My dad is bigger and tougher than your dad, and so we just keep going back and forth on these tariffs. And obviously, as many farmers have said, yeah, we appreciate the financial help that we've gotten from the Department of Agriculture, but we don't want that. We want to sell our products in the world market, and that's how we want to earn our income. And I think they're very serious about that, so I would say that he was accepted. He only had about 10 minutes that he was actually on the PA system. And he made his points, as he's made them before, why he's doing what he's doing. So I would say it was okay. It wasn't like it was at Farm Fest in Minnesota a month ago when he did get booze from some of the wheat farmers up there.
That's Orion Samuelson, live from the Farm Progress Show in Decatur, Illinois. Today is the last day. Orion, always fun to talk to you. Please keep an eye on Max for us, please.
right now, he's out of my sight, but yeah, and frankly, yesterday, Air Orion flew back to Huntley, Illinois, probably one of the roughest rides that I've had in 2 years. It was rougher than Chicago streets. It was really windy up there, and so today I think we're going to have a smoother flight back.
Well, it's sure beautiful weather, and it's the last day of the Farm Progress Show, and you can go to farmprogressshow.com to find out more information. Orion, thank you so much for chatting with us.
Well, thank you for letting me share from the world headquarters of agricultural products. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Certainly. That's Orion Samuelson. That's who that is. A quick break, and then a quick return to Sex Thursdays.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell Orion to hang on. He can listen to this.
All right.
Will that make you nervous?
Yes.